Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every tongue and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send the laborers for his harvest. So go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter, they do not receive you, go out into the street and say, 'The dust of your town, the clings to your feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand.'" Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Today we celebrate the feast of St. Anthony of Padua, a tradition many lovers like to pray to St. Anthony. I'm not sure what's the tradition, but I'm sure, quite sure that the teaching of St. Anthony is of love, of mutual love. Where there is love, there is peace, there is God. I think this is one of the things that attract the young people. No matter how St. Anthony originally became, it was an Augustinian, then he joined the Franciscan, you know, that he can go to Africa to spread the gospel. But the will of God is not like that. Since he's very eloquent in preaching, so he stayed back in France and Italy to preach. And also as a professor of the Franciscan seminarians. Today we ask St. Anthony to pray for us that we have this kind of readiness to go or to stay. More important is to be the hand of God to teach, to practice the spirit of the gospel. I think first of all, he is the one who lives the gospel and then he can teach. So we ask him to give us this strength to live better our life as he did, and also we try to live our faith in the place where we live, no matter in the family or in the church community, whatever we are, just to tell ourselves important to share the love of God with the people next to us.